Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whenever he calls you Drew, I always have to stop and be like, who's he talking to? Oh, right. Andrew. Right.
Yeah.
You ever go by Drew?
No.
Ever in your life?
I'm pretty sure he might be the only person that's ever called me that.
You should call him Tomas or something. Something that he doesn't go by, right?
Just call him Mas.
Mas?
Mas.
In French, your name would be Tomas Cajon.
Cajon.
You call him that, yeah. But here in America, we call him Tommy Kern.
I found a list that has the Patriots in the top three.
Of?
I'm just, are you intrigued?
Yes.
Because there's not a lot of places where you find them near the top of the NFL pile,
right?
I mean,
it's top three picks in the draft next year. I mean,
yep.
That's right.
Nope.
It's not that.
It's not that list. It's a list that I found fresh this morning,
uh-huh.
Bouncing around my websites, do different things, and not all of them are sports.
Okay.
So I zip on over to CNBC.com.
Okay.
And they have, fresh off the presses, their official 2024 NFL team valuation.
Wow, and they're top. The Patriots are top three. I think they were second last year to the Cowboys, right?
Number one is the Cowboys,
yep.
At $11 billion.
$11 billion, okay.
Number two is the Los Angeles Rams.
The Rams.
$8 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And then very, very, very close behind at number three, your New England Patriots at $7.95 billion.
Wow. And they still have $40 million in cap space.
I knew it was going to go that way.
I mean, come on. That had to be said.
I can lead a horse.
$7.9 billion. Yep. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a pretty good valuation considering what the Crafts paid for it back in 1990, whatever it was. I think they were ahead of the Rams last year. I think last year it went Cowboys-Patriots were 1-2.
So they lost a $100 million.
Are you surprised that they're still that high, that their valuation is still so high, considering Tom Brady's been gone for 5 years and they've not been in the playoffs for a while? Like, I mean,
not really, because you look at it, the Giants stink, they're four.
Right, but they're New York.
The Raiders stink, they're five.
Raiders, that's surprising, yeah. Okay.
Then there's good teams.
But the Raiders have like a new stadium, right? Like, you know, there's the Cowboys are always going to be number one. They're also in a huge media market. The Patriots are in a fine media market. Boston's in, like, the top 10, but, you know, it's not New York. It's not Dallas. It's not California. It's not any of those things. They don't have a new stadium. Their stadium's one of the oldest.
Yep.
It's
they got a big TV and lighthouse.
Yes, they do.
That's new.
That bumped it up a couple billion.
Yeah.
It's like $5 billion. They saw the lighthouse. They're like, oh, yeah, this is like $8 billion.
Thing's massive. You can see that from space.
We got to get this going a little bit higher there. Well, what do you take away from that?
Nothing, really, that they're still living off. I mean, they're a profitable franchise, obviously, for a lot of reasons. They mm-hmm. built a nice little empire down there in Foxborough on the backs of winning.
Yep.
On the backs of Bill Belichick and on the backs of Tom Brady. But I know what you said will be the common reaction. They're an $8 billion franchise, one of the most valuable franchises in the NFL. And I don't have a left tackle, and I got Jacoby Brissett starting at quarterback, and like I don't have a number one receiver.
Right.
Everybody else on that list has a number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll breed those types of Kraft, what's he doing with the money kind of reactions. And I'm not saying those are fair or unfair. You're a fan. You can feel whatever you want, right? You pay ticket prices.
But you don't agree with it.
I don't necessarily. I think the finances are going to change dramatically coming forward here.
Why didn't they change this year?
Because the opportunity wasn't great. It's what Elliot Wolf said to the Boston Herald. There were guards and running backs, and we needed everything else.
Okay. I mean.
And they also, I've told you this. Part of the reason their spending doesn't marry up is the terrible drafting.
Right.
If you had paid N'Keal Harry $130 million and then Mac Jones $212 million, your books would be dramatically different, correct? With $200-plus million. And that's going to change moving forward. Maybe not to that degree, but they're going to spend a lot of money, in part because they have to. I believe next year they're going to have to spend to get up to the three-year average minimum, all that crap spending stuff.
Doesn't that annoy you, considering their valuation that we just talked about? They have to spend
a lot of money to
get up to the floor.
What are you, my wife? Are you just going
to
spend money to spend money?
If you're the Patriots, not just to spend money, to bring in talent.
Let's give Calvin Ridley $100 million.
Yes, why not?
We need another mediocre receiver who's just overpaid now?
Calvin Ridley would be your best receiver head and shoulders on
your best, and he's still mediocre.
Fine.
He's still a two.
He's better than what
he's
you have.
He's not a one.
That's someone
when
you spend on.
When they spend on an actual one, would you rather have T. Higgins or Calvin Ridley?
You can have T. Higgins, too. You have enough money. You can do all of that.
Well,
yes, you can.
Would you rather have T. Higgins and a tackle and a pass rusher? And I mean, they're gonna spend
what
a lot.
What pass rusher did they sign?
No, next year. They're going to spend the money. They're going to roll over like $45 million in cap space and have like $150 million in cap space. They're gonna spend a lot of it. I'm telling you, the books
they
are
had a lot of money
dramatically.
To spend this year, Andy, and they didn't spend it.
Well, they spent some of it internally
on their own guys and re-signing their own
guys.
The
only complaint I have is they didn't sign Jonah Williams, and that's a newfound complaint by me because I realized how little he went for and how nice it would have been to have a guy who actually played left tackle.
Fair. I mean, I wanted that guy too, but in 2021, it's not like there were a ton of tight ends and wide receivers. The Patriots signed them. They went out there and signed Hunter Henry and what's-his-face because those were the two top-of-the-line guys. Why can't I think of his name?
Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith. Thank you very much. I know you think of the Smith.
I thought it was a rhetorical question like Schefter. I wasn't going to answer.
Right. You know, Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar weren't some top-flight receivers, but they needed receivers, so they went out and they got them. You know, that's the point. They went out and they spent, and Judon was someone that they targeted and they liked, and they went the extra mile,
they
and they paid money for him.
A team.
Sure.
I think they thought they were
building a team for their rookie quarterback. Yes, they were. They were building an offense for him.
I thought they had more and were, like, taking it to the next level, in my opinion. This year, I think the first priority was keeping a core of players. Because if you hadn't kept a core, I have no idea what you'd be right now. If Duggar had left, Onwenu had left, think of that. Think of no Onwenu, no Duggar, no Hunter
Henry. If Onwenu had left, there's a bunch of guards he could have signed.
He's a right tackle.
Fine, but he was a guard, right? I mean, sure, but he's a guard in theory here.
Right.
And you could have signed any of the other guards.
But I don't know if they're good. We feel good about Onwenu.
I feel good about him,
right?
Sure.
Playing. And you feel good about Hunter Henry, right?
Yes.
And you feel good about Kyle Duggar.
I do, but I also think you could have signed Justin Simmons or one of the other safeties who went. I mean,
but then you'd have questions.
All got signed.
Just like Jonnu Smith.
I don't know if I would have.
Oh, I would have.
Micah
Jonnu
Hyde
Smith,
or one
I
of
watched.
Them?
I was as high as Jonnu Smith as anybody. Josh McDaniels was high on him. He was going to be the centerpiece of the offense until they realized, this guy stinks.
If Duggar left and they signed Xavier McKinney, I wouldn't have questions about that. I think McKinney's better than Duggar.
Okay, but you'd
most
have,
people
you'd
consider
have to
that.
Have questions.
Why?
He's new.
I didn't think Duggar was that great.
He's new.
I mean, he's a
You've
pretty good
seen
player.
Duggar. You know what Duggar is.
Right.
In this system,
and I don't
this
think he's as good as
defense.
Xavier McKinney. I don't think he is.
Okay. But you
just because he's here doesn't mean they're good.
No,
Kyle Duggar was here last year on a 4-win team.
No, I know, but you don't think he's good at all?
No.
I think he's overrated.
I think he's fine. I mean, I don't think he's a great safety.
But
I don't think he's Xavier McKinney.
And he could suck just like Jonnu Smith. I thought Jonnu Smith was going to be good, right?
They I mean, thought anybody could suck, Andy,
but
of course.
No. My point is, if you see the guy in your system with your coaches and your scheme, which is what this defense is, there's a good chance he's going to keep playing at basically the same level,
you
right?
You think he's a good cover safety?
No. But I know that.
Okay.
I know what I don't want him to do.
So,
I want him to be moving forward and hitting running backs and maybe banging some tight ends and maybe blitzing a little bit. Stop it. We're not doing that.
You said it.
I swear, 5 o'clock, he changes. There's like this 5 o'clock Christian Arkand. Turns into like a weird kind of a-hole. Yeah, like, do you do nips in the break between like 4:55 and 5?
I don't think we're allowed to say that on these airwaves, but no, I do not. No, I don't.
I think they're going to spend a lot of money. I really do. I'm all
listen,
in on
I hope
that
you're
idea.
Right. I'm running out of faith in this possibly ever happening. Who you got tonight, Chiefs Ravens?
I am going with the Chiefs. I want to say the Ravens win because I want to see what happens then. Because then it motivates Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
Didn't they lose last year, week one?
The opener? I think so, yeah. I think they did. Who'd they lose
they
to
lost
last
to a bad, not a bad team, but a team I didn't think was going to beat them. Was it the Packers? Did the Packers go into Arrowhead and beat them last year? They definitely lost. Now I remember it.
Yeah, last year they lost in week one to the Detroit Lions.
Oh, the Lions. I knew it was
not
a team.
Not a bad team.
No, but I knew it was a team that used it as sort of a... springboard. We're better than people think we are. We're no fodder for the Super Bowl champion at home.
And then the Chiefs rattled off six wins after that. And then they had a tough stretch. They lost to the Broncos, the Eagles, the Packers, the Bills, and the Raiders over the next like eight games, and had to win the last two to get to 11-6.
Yeah, they didn't have
It wasn't a great regular season.
A great offense. It was Mahomes kind of figuring it out with Kelce. Right. It was kind of Patriot.
Rashi Rice got better over the years.
Pacheco, because that's what we say in New Bedford. I always say that every time. Down my way in New Bedford, it's Pacheco, but I have to say Pacheco on the radio for the running back of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
I would like to see the Ravens, I think, for the storylines, kind of like what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
The Ravens winning, the Ravens staying in the conversation of, no, they are neck and neck with Patrick Mahomes Chiefs, motivating Patrick Mahomes Chiefs, Andy Reid, that whole thing. But I think I'm going to, I listened to Jones. Jones is all in on the Chiefs. I think it's a little Jonesy and manipulative, too. I think it's a little because he knows it'll poke the Patriots fans for the Chiefs to win three in a row and the Chiefs dynasty. That feels like a Jones thing to do. But listening to him, I do think they're going to have a really good season, even though you got these rumors. Kelce Swift, you see this?
Yes.
September 28th, they're done.
That's when they're going to break up, according to something got leaked online?
Yeah.
A very official document?
Yep. Yeah. So they're done.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to ham it up, I guess, tonight because, they're still in the contract, but they only got a few weeks left.
You think she'll be there tonight? I was wondering.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
She's in all the promos.
Probably more now, even if she wasn't, with this whole clean this up. Yeah. Plus, there was the reports that she was drawing up plays for them and the whole thing. She'll be there. She'll be on your TV screen. She'll be and it doesn't bother me. I know some people freak out. Ruining my NFL. Why?
I hate when attractive blondes are on television. That really grinds my gears.
Like to explain something. NFL TV crews for years, when they do cutaways, do crowd shots, and often find attractive women.
Often, yes, that is the case.
So why do you care if her name is Taylor Swift or not? They found an attractive woman that they're going to go cutaway or come back from commercial with like an ad over her face for part of it, and then it swooshes off the screen.
Yeah.
It's always been an attractive woman. It's the way it works. Got Brent Musburger in trouble.
Exactly, with Catherine...
McPhee.
Not Catherine McPhee. Catherine Webb.
Yes.
Catherine Webb, who married A.J. McCarron, right? Yeah, that's what...
You see, the Kelce brothers just got $100 million from
I don't understand that.
For
How come
podcast?
I don't get, for six rings, $100 million?
Hey, maybe you should
get Taylor
Swift.
Spotify, that's why, yeah.
I mean...
on Spotify.
Like, they're going to make Spotify $100 million plus?
Amazon, I thought. Amazon.
Are they Amazon? Money. Okay, whatever. Sure. Yeah, you gotta get signed.
Whoever it is.
Boy,
Bezos.
Yeah. Are they legitimately going to... So if they're paying them $100 million, the company... Amazon has to think we're making 150, right? They're in the business of making money.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to make them $150 million?
Yeah. Totally.
What is Six Rings doing?
Totally.
Yeah.
Do I need to shop Six Rings away from Odyssey and WEEI? And
I wouldn't
see if
say
I can get
that
some bids?
On the air, but yeah. Might have to. Might be the move. Yeah.
$100 million? They're doing the same thing Fitzy and I are doing. They're talking football.
It's Rogan. It's Kelce's. It's what's your name? Who was at Fenway this year?
Call me daddy. Did you see the clip last night?
Alex Cooper.
Did you see the clip last night?
Clip of what?
From Alex Cooper interviewing Katy Perry.
I did not.
You should look at that during the break. It's Katy Perry saying, what she would do if you do the dishes and clean the kitchen before she comes down.
Yeah, she likes that.
She likes having the guy clean for her.
Yep.
If you do that, she is going to make you happy.
Okay.
We'll say it that way. Is that fair, Stiz?
Fair.
Okay.
Katy Perry. I haven't heard much of her lately.
She also had a weird... Did you see the clip, Stiz? She had a weird ring.
Do you have like a Katy Perry Google alert or something?
Well,
it seems like you're right on top of all the Katy Perry stuff.
I think it was like a TMZ-like report because she said something very vulgar, very loudly, and I had my speaker on and I scrolled and it was like... I'll do this, whatever. Right. But she also had a weird ring piercing that I couldn't tell whether it was piercing her body or part of the shirt.
I didn't notice.
How do you not notice?
Why would you pierce a shirt?
I didn't really see.
I didn't know if it was like some new weird fashion.
Like the shirt.
It does look like the shirt more than the, I can't say the, I don't even know.
Her shirt looks like she has a piercing on it, and it's like the shirt's
and it's right
set up
on her
like
chest area.
Interesting. And but it's not actually pierced.
I don't know. I didn't. I can't. I wasn't.
So she's
there.
Like a poser, basically. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, it looks like a shirt that's made to look like you have a piercing, except it's really the shirt that's pierced.
For more Katy Perry takes, Andy Hart says a new podcast called the Katy Perry Podcast.
Andy Hart's out to dinner with his family. All of a sudden, his phone's like, "I kissed a girl." He's like, "Oh, I gotta take this. Well, excuse me.
Like Katy Perry.
Yeah, she's a
she
good
has
artist.
Great songs, and she has one of the greatest halftimes in Super Bowl history.
That might be a stretch.
It was absolutely one of the most entertaining halftimes in the history of the Super Bowl.
The best part of her halftime was when Missy Elliott came out.
The best part, she rode out. Remember she rode out on like that massive unicycle?
Yeah, that was cool, but I thought...
Very cool. And then the shark
was fine, but musically I thought it was when Missy Elliott came out.
I'm also...
That was it.
Biased because it was one of the best sounding halftimes in person. Usually they're made for TV and sound like crap.
In person brag.
I mean, I've only been to 9 of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Super Bowl ever in my life. I've never been to a Super Bowl.
I've
never even been to Radio Row.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not that great. Super Bowl's pretty cool, though.
All right. Well,
I would aspire to get to the Super
maybe
Bowl.
Maybe I'll find out one of these days.
Hey, maybe we'll go to both.
This year. Maybe. Could be.
The afternoon program will go to the Super Bowl.
Watch out, what? Vegas. Here comes the afternoon show.
A big sign. It's in New Orleans. You got to learn where we're going.
It is. Yeah, New Orleans.
We'll be on Bourbon Street with the afternoon show, WEEI.
I would love to go to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. I love New Orleans. New Orleans is like my favorite place in the world. I've been there 3 times. I love it.
I only went for the Super Bowl and one other trip. It's a nice place to get in and out, I find.
I could live in New Orleans. I could 100%
live in New Orleans. I like the
food. I would thrive in New Orleans.
You are making this sound creepy somehow.
Like I really would.
You're a predator of New Orleans or something.
I kind of am. I like it that much. I love New Orleans.
So why don't you move
there? I like the people there. I like the food.
Why don't you move
there? I don't know. I have a family here. It's kind of hard to just pack up and move to New Orleans. I don't have any job leads in New Orleans.
Oh.
That's a big part of it, too.
You want me to look?
But I would like, yeah, sure.
This out
of like, I'll pack your bags right now.
I'm sure Odyssey has some stations.
Yeah, I don't know if they do or not down in Louisiana. But either way, I'm just telling you, I'm a big fan of that town. If anyone's listening and wants to send us there for the Super Bowl, I would be very happy for that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Stiz is going to tell you what's trending. And then we're going to give you our top 10 quarterbacks and our final round of NFL predictions. That's all coming up next.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up with what's trending right now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Tanner Houck gave up a grand slam to Jesse Winker last night. Didn't get much better than that for the Red Sox as the Mets swept the series. They beat the Sox 8-3 last night in New York. Red Sox now fall back to .500. They've now lost 5 in a row. They are 5.5 games behind in the wild card hunt, tied with the Tigers and Mariners. They'll have the night off tonight and get ready to host the White Sox for a weekend series at Fenway Park. First game goes down tomorrow night. First pitch at 7:10. Nick Pivetta scheduled to take the mound for your Boston Red Sox. He'll face off against Davis Martin for Chicago. The Patriots had a practice today. They continue to get ready for their season opening game against the Bengals on Sunday afternoon. Kickoff at 1 p.m. from Paul Brown Stadium. After holding in, Bengals three-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase was back on the practice field with the Bengals yesterday. And the NFL season officially kicks off tonight as the Ravens will be in Kansas City to take on the defending champions Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Chiefs looking to become the first team in NFL history to three-peat. Kickoff will be at 8:20 from Arrowhead Stadium. Don't forget, you can listen to the game right here on WEEI. Our Westwood One coverage begins at 7:20, or download the Odyssey app and you can take us wherever you go. Again, trending brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More of the afternoon show coming up.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, the time has come. We've been teasing this all day. Time for some predictions. Let's begin with our top 10 list, because we have a top 10 quarterback list that we have not gotten to yet, and we can do that, and then we will get to our comprehensive. We're doing the entire standings, the whole league, each division.
Records and all.
Where they're all going to be. I didn't put records. I just put in where they're going to go in the standings. So if you did, that's good, but I didn't do that. I did put down where I think everybody's going to land, who's going to make the playoffs, and who's going to be in the Super Bowl, who's going to win the Super Bowl. But first, let's start with our list of top 10 quarterbacks going in to this NFL season. I don't think you're going to like my list, but you can decide what you want. If you're watching on Twitch, we're going to post it up right here. Brian, if you would. Andy, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Now, I assume I'm going 10 to 1.
You can go 10 to 1, 1 to 10, whatever you want.
I'm going to go 10 to 1.
Okay.
Number 10 on my list, I saw him up close and personal, Jalen Hurts. I think he has a little something to prove to get back to the truly elite level.
Okay.
Justin Herbert comes in at number 9. No offensive weapons, but new head coach and a big-ass fullback. Number 8, Dak Prescott. Contract year in Dallas. Could be available for anyone this offseason. Number 7, Jordan Love. I love Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
He is an ascending star, just got paid. Speaking of ascending stars, number 6, C.J. Stroud, coming off a great rookie season, even though he only had 23 touchdowns.
I didn't think you'd put Stroud in there. I thought you were really down good on Stroud.
No, I think if you... That picture we're still using, huh?
Yeah, speaking of man boobs.
No.
Come on.
They're called pecs.
Yeah?
Not boobs. Yours are boobs. Mine's are pecs.
That's a bit of a balcony you got going on there.
It's a big chest right there, baby.
Do Shakespeare off that balcony.
5, Aaron Rodgers. And we don't need to zoom in on my pecs.
I think we do.
Some good pecs still. And I think that might be pre-Awaken 180. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pre-Awaken 180. My pecs stand out even better now post-Awaken 180, thanks to my friends. Shredded. Number 5, Aaron Rodgers coming back from the injury with one last run. Number 4, you'll see him tonight. Lamar Jackson, the reigning MVP. Number 3, Josh Allen. Number 2, Joe Burrow. I just love Joe Burrow more than most. And number 1, as you see on your screen, Pat Mahomes. I am not Booby Hart, John in the car.
Okay, that's a list. Mahomes 1, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Rodgers, Stroud. He just took the thing down, but okay, we get the idea. I have a lot of the same names.
Those are pecs.
As you do. I have most of the same names with a couple of differences. Aaron Rodgers, not on my list. Here is my top 10. Starting at number 10.
Hate is going to hate.
Dak Prescott is my 10th number 10 quarterback in the league this year. Jordan Love at number 9.
This was a setup. You get like a Men's Warehouse photo.
That's right.
I got peck shot.
That is also not my jacket. That was Ken Laird's jacket that he loaned to me because I didn't know we were wearing jackets that day. So Dak Prescott, number 10. Then Jordan Love, number 9. I have Tua at number 8.
Tua's a top 10 quarterback?
Tua is a top 10 quarterback. I think he led the league in passing yards last year, so
coordinator.
That's who he has, and that's what he's doing.
He lives on Easy Street.
I have him there. At number 7, I have C.J. Stroud. Number 6, Jalen Hurts. Then we get to the AFC guys there. Joe Burrow I have down at number 5. His injury last year, I think, knocked him down a little bit. I don't know how effective he's going to be this year. I remember him on the sideline trying to hold the ball, and it was slipping out of his hand because his wrist was all jacked up. I don't know for sure that he's going to be back at to his old self. I have Josh Allen at number 4. Number 3, Jared Goff. is who I have as the third best quarterback in the league this year. I think he goes off this season. Number two is Lamar Jackson. Number one is Pat Mahomes. And that is my top 10 list for the quarterbacks of this season. Now, we mostly have the same names here. Rodgers, I don't think, is like a crazy name to put in there. I don't know exactly how to feel about the offseason that he had, skipping all the camp and everything. Seemed like it rubbed some of his teammates the wrong way. We'll see if that ends up making a difference or not. What are you laughing at?
Hawk Tua.
Yeah, there you go.
Funny. Also, a new name for the show is Four Boobs.
Four Boobs. I like that.
I would say two pecs and two boobs.
We've got... You don't. That is a picture of a guy with man boobs. I'm sorry. I mean,
these
you
are
can
pecs.
You can call it whatever
these
you
are
want.
Pecs. Booty heart.
Those look like jugs to me.
These
all
are
right?
pecs.
And
firm.
I am a boob
not
kind of
soft like you.
Breast implants are firm too.
Okay.
Did you get them done? Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
got a little augmentation going over there.
Went to Dr. Miami.
These are built in the gym every morning.
I don't have Rodgers in my top 10 just because I'm not totally sure about what we're going to expect from him. I dropped Burrow down a little bit. I dropped Allen down a little bit. Without his two top wide receivers, I'm not sure how effective he's going to be this year. He can move with the ball. He's got a great arm and everything. If he's not getting guys open, if there's not, you know, Steph Diggs out there, or even Gabe Davis, who I didn't think was that good, but was a big target in the red zone and a guy that he could rely on and look for when Diggs was double teamed, he doesn't have any of those guys now.
He'll be fine.
I don't know if he'll be fine.
He will have, I guarantee you, he has 35 total touchdowns.
35 total touchdowns, so passing and rushing.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean.
That's a good season, right?
If it's 23 passing and 12 rushing, then I don't know.
I don't care. That's not a great season.
Okay, it's not a great passing season.
23 touchdowns. I don't know. C.J. Stroud, and you got him way up the list.
That's true. But also, he's in his second year after a big rookie year. You know, Josh
now
Allen,
he's
we've
got
seen
the
a little
weapons.
Bit more of.
Josh Allen has the weight of the world on his shoulders.
I think, I'll say this right now, I think C.J. Stroud throws for more touchdowns than Josh Allen this year.
Want to bet a pizza?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take Josh Allen.
Right
Thanks.
Now, let's shake on it. Let's shake boobs on it. There you go.
You guys witnessed it.
you saw that one. All right. And we'll at the end of the season, we'll revisit. All right. Without any further ado, Stiz, can we get a little NFL Films music here for this? Because we've been doing that for all of these predictions. And it's finally time to let you know the standings. Where everyone's going to finish in the standings.
Wait, when you
make
keep
the playoffs,
saying that, what? I don't need like first, second, third place in every division.
That's what I did.
Oh. Well, we'll have one host doing that and one host just picking the winner.
Oh, just the winner of the division? All right, fine. Fair enough.
How long is this segment going to go?
You can critique mine. I'm just saying, this is the predictions. I thought we all agreed that this is what we were going to do. All right, I'll start. In the AFC East, I have the Dolphins winning the division.
Ooh.
I have the Jets coming in second. The Bills missing the playoffs. As your third-place team in the Patriots coming in fourth. In the North, I like the Ravens to win that division. Mm. I like the Steelers, number two.
Really?
Bengals. I think that Burrow is going to get hurt again. I think he's going to miss some time, and the Bengals will finish third. The Browns will pull up in the rear there. In the AFC South, I like the Texans, followed by the Jags, both playoff teams. Colts just miss it. Titans in fourth. In the AFC West, the Chiefs are the only playoff team I see in that division. Followed by the Broncos, who I think Bo Nix is going to have a surprising season, the Chargers, and the Raiders. Over in the NFC East, I like the Eagles and the Cowboys as number one and two, both playoff teams. The Commanders, I think, will overtake the Giants for third place. In the NFC North, Lions and Packers, one and two, both playoff teams. Vikings with Sam Darnold, I think, can surprise some people this year, but not a playoff team. Bears will be a promising team, but I think they're only going to win like seven or eight games and miss the playoffs as well, but they'll be feeling good about that in Chicago. In the NFC South, give me the Falcons to win the division and make the playoffs, followed by the Saints, Bucks, and Panthers. Falcons, the only playoff team I see there. And in the NFC West, I like the Niners and the Rams as one and two, both playoff teams. The Seahawks and the Cardinals rounded out at third and fourth. So you just picked the winners in each division?
Yes.
All right, what do you got?
So AFC East, I have the Jets winning the division.
So neither of us have the Bills.
And just, I guess I run down it here, Dolphins and Bills both make the playoffs as wild cards. I have three of the four teams in the AFC East. The only one that doesn't would be your New England Patriots. Baltimore wins the NFC North. Jacksonville wins the South. I think it's a step back year for C.J. Stroud and the Texans. And then in the West, I have Patrick Mahomes.
You said Ravens in the North?
Yes.
And they're the only playoff team in the North?
Yes.
Okay.
No. The Bengals make it as a wild card.
And Bengals make it, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Kansas City wins the West. They're the only playoff team in that division.
Okay.
NFC. I have Philly winning the East.
Me too, yep.
I have, and I have Dallas making the playoff as a wild card out of the East.
Okay.
In the North, I have Detroit winning the division, thanks mostly to my buddy Mike Giardi telling me they're always in domes all year long. But I also have Green Bay making the playoffs as a wild card, Jordan Love. And I have the South, Atlanta. I think everybody's going to be picking Atlanta in the South. It's a not very good division. They have a bunch of talent, and they added an actual quarterback. And they even have a first-round quarterback waiting if that guy gets hurt. So,
yeah, I think the Saints could maybe make a push for it, but I think they'll come up short.
And in the West, I think it's San Francisco, the most talented team in that division, maybe in football. But I do have the Rams making the playoffs as a wild card. I think the Cooper Kupp year two return from injury is going to be massive for the Rams to get back to playoff contention. So those are my playoff teams. Can I do Super Bowl first?
Go ahead.
You want just the matchup or the winner?
Let's do the matchup.
So the matchup, a wild card team out of the NFC, the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love takes them all the way to Nollins.
Okay.
And in the AFC, we're going to chalk it up to coaching and quarterback play. The Kansas City Chiefs will be in the Super Bowl yet again.
All right. Very good. And in my Super Bowl, I have the Jared Goff-led Detroit Lions. You can't tell I'm very high on Jared Goff and the Lions.
I'm not.
Coming out of the NFC, it's going to be very tough for the Niners and the Eagles and the Cowboys and all these other teams. The NFC, I feel like, is a very competitive conference right now with a lot of teams that all feel like they have a chance and a crack at it to go up there against the Chiefs. But it's not going to be the Chiefs this year. This year, it is going to be Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, who I think loaded up in the offseason more than the Chiefs did. I like their roster more than the Chiefs. I don't think that Jackson's better than Mahomes per se, but I think he only needs to be in one game, and I think it can happen. The Chiefs are due to lose. They got very, very lucky in a bunch of their playoff games last year, I feel like, and I think that this is the year that someone knocks them off. It happened before. Burrow did it a few years ago, and I think Jackson can do it this year, and I think the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson capture their first Super Bowl victory since 2012, I think it was, right? Is that when they beat Kaepernick?
Sounds about right.
I think that was 2012. So, yes, in over a decade, the Baltimore Ravens will fly high as your Super Bowl champions.
My favorite, I'll give you my Super Bowl champion in 1 second, but my favorite Twitch chat comment: am I drunk or is the graphic not matching what he's saying? I think we had some graphic issues where maybe there was a cut and paste of your picks onto my graphic page with my name. But
well,
so they were confusing some people. It happens.
Sorry, Twitch.
I got the Chiefs over the Packers. The Chiefs win three in a row. The Chiefs, yes, they are a dynasty. They're actually already a dynasty. They extend the dynasty. And that sniff test, you smell something? That's the Chiefs coming up fast. In the rearview mirror on Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, and the New England Patriots. All those people that said, we're never going to see a dynasty like the Patriots. Yeah, the damnedest thing. We didn't even have to wait. It started in the midst of the Patriots dynasty.
It did.
The Chiefs dynasty. I think the Chiefs get it done because we learned a lesson over 20 years. When you have the best coach and the best quarterback, you have a really good chance to win the Super Bowl.
You certainly do. And there you go. Those are our predictions for the upcoming season. If you missed it on Twitch, don't worry because it wasn't right. So it's all right. It's don't worry about it.
And maybe you should be drinking. It's like dinner time. Have a beer.
Yeah.
Let's
might
go.
As well.
It's happy hour.
It's time.
It's when Christian starts every day. He turns into a whack job at the 5 o'clock hour.
Absolutely true. Yes, with football on tonight, I don't know what everybody's. You got any plans tonight? You going out to watch the game? You're watching it
no,
at home?
No, I'll be watching
doing?
At home, but I may be picking up a 12 pack or so on the way home.
There you go. I have.
12er, huh? Okay.
12 or just for you, huh?
Just
well, I mean,
for you.
See, because I'm going to pick up the bottles. Usually I get the pint cans, but tonight it'll be just the 12 ounces. So the pint cans, every three beers you drink, there's an extra fourth in there. So now I got to make up for that difference with the 12 pack.
Alcoholic math. I like it.
That's kind of what that was. It's like, well, you know, if I don't get the 12 pack, it's like I'm losing money. Come on. It makes financial sense.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm torn. I'm not sure if I'm going to watch the whole game at home or not. Or if I'm going to go down to my local tavern, because there's a little place near my house that I like to go to on Thursday nights. And
don't you have a kid?
I haven't been there in a while. Yeah, my wife will be home.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah, she's back.
Okay.
And she's going back away this weekend.
So you're getting the hell out.
She kind of owes me, yeah. So I have, last week I was single dadding it up, man.
Yeah.
And that's with a 2-year-old. That's no small thing.
No, that's legit parenting. That's legit
I know. I avoided it. I avoided it for 2 years, being like parenting at all.
You can't.
And then it all just hit me right at once. It's like, oh man, this is a lot of work.
There's no off-duty moments in that world. It's like on duty at all times, head on a swivel.
So I live in Dedham, and if you don't know,
now you know.
Yeah, if you didn't know that, now you do. And Mike Cadlick, our former coworker here, Dedham legend. All right, like,
oh, really?
Everywhere you go, people
the hefty
are
lefty.
That everybody, oh, you
he's not hefty.
You know Mike Cadlick? It's like I was cool because I knew Mike Cadlick. Like that was
really
it. And then one day I was sitting there, we were doing trivia, and I was sitting at the bar, and I was just sort of playing along with other people at the bar, and I started talking to this lady who was sitting next to me. It was Mike Cadlick's aunt. The roots are deep there. The Cadlick roots in that town are very, very deep. So,
is there the Cadlick on every pizza menu and it's the pickle pizza?
Basically, yeah.
That's his preference.
He goes to Town Spa for that.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Town Spa?
Yes.
I love that place.
But I have not had the pickle pizza at Town Spa.
You should
still
get it.
Still waiting for the invitation from the aforementioned Cadlick, and he says it's in the mail.
I'll go there with you. Yeah, you know, forget Cadlick. I'll go down to Town Spa.
But he's like the pickle pizza connoisseur guy,
pickle pizza prince.
Just because he tweets a lot of pictures of it doesn't mean he's the only one who orders the pickle pizza.
Well,
I order the pickle
make it
pizza
famous.
All the time. That's true.
He's taking it big time. He took it to social.
Yes, no one had ever heard of Town Spa.
No, I'm talking about the pickles.
For Mike Cadlick.
See, this is what happens to him after 5:30. A-hole. A-hole Arcane.
Oh, whatever. Look who's talking, by the way. 617.
No, but I'm an A-hole the full 4 hours. You have like this weird, decent dude for 3 hours, A-hole in the final.
Yeah, then I got like triggered at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I noticed.
I'm not sure exactly what it is. Anyway, there you go. Those are our picks for the upcoming season. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some futures bets and get you well on your way here in terms of wagers and making money off the NFL this season. We'll do that and then sign off next. I got to tell you, I feel a little uncomfortable giving out betting advice without walking around in my man boots jiggling around. I feel like that's really the way to do it these days, you know?
That's what you need to do.
You know?
So are those, like, thirst videos?
Yes, right? I mean, yeah.
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
Of course they are.
I watch them.
I watch them, too.
Yeah, we know about you.
I don't always take the betting advice, but I do watch the videos, for sure.
Wait, they get betting advice?
They do. Absolutely they do. If you watch them with the sound on, which you know, sometimes you can't. You can't listen, so you gotta just watch.
Yeah,
get to see the outfit,
visual medium.
You get to see the bounce.
All right,
and then you get on with your day. But anyway,
go ahead, walk around.
We have a little bit of bad.
I got a wireless
on the microphone here. We do not.
<You'll> laugh.
What do you think? You think we have extra expensive equipment around here? Come on. They have that in the morning, maybe. Not on this show. Anyways, here's what we got for bets today. I have a bet for the game tonight. I have a mid-futures bet. When I say that, I mean just the first month. And I have a season futures bet as well. I'll go ahead and give you my bet for tonight. I like the under tonight. The over-under for the Ravens and the Chiefs is 46.5. I think that line actually moved a little bit. When I got it, it was 47.5. But I still like the under, even if it's 46, because I don't think either one of these two teams are going to be big, high-flying, high-scoring teams this season. They both have good defenses. The Ravens only allowed, offenses against the Ravens only scored, 16 points per game last year, and I think the Chiefs were in the top three, too. So while everybody talks about the two quarterbacks, both of these teams have very, very good defenses that are very well-run, and I think that under 46.5 is the way I'm going with that one. Do you have one for tonight's game?
I have one for tonight's game. It'll be a same-game parlay.
Okay.
How about a simple, big-name, star power, fun to root for anytime Derrick Henry touchdown in his debut for the Ravens?
Okay.
And anytime Mr. Swift, Travis Kelce touchdown, you put those two together, you get plus 257.
There you go. Not the juiciest I've ever heard, but certainly I think
very doable.
People are expecting. Yeah, I think Henry had sort of a down year last year, right? Or was he hurt, maybe?
Ish.
I forget exactly what it was.
But it's so different now.
Yeah.
Last year was, he's the offense, you run up the middle, and hopefully you can break through somebody somewhere.
Right.
It's what I talked about earlier. The threat of Lamar is going to make life much easier on Derrick Henry.
Yeah, just like it did for Mark Ingram.
Better.
Gus the Bus Edwards.
Derrick Henry has more left. He has plenty left to take full advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's tonight's bet from Andy Hart, a two-time, anytime touchdown parlay there with Mr. Taylor Swift and Mr. Derrick Henry. All right, here's my second bet. And this is, you can find this on FanDuel. I don't know if the other books have this or not. But on FanDuel, they have a section in the NFL called Monthly Leaders. So here is your monthly leader from weeks 1 through 4, most passing yards in the first 4 weeks. I was very surprised by these odds. Best odds are C.J. Stroud at plus 500, then Patrick Mahomes at plus 700, and then my pick at plus 750, Tua Tagovailoa. I think Tua is going to get off to a good start. I think that that offense is already one that's pretty well-oiled machine there. Everybody's familiar with each other, and with Tua at the helm, and Waddle and the Hill and the rest of that offense all ready to go, I think that he is going to lead the league at plus 750. That's good juice right there, because it's got to be one of these guys, I would imagine. Josh Allen's at plus 1,000. Goff's at plus 1,200. I kind of like that one, too. Stafford also at plus 1,200. But give me Tua at plus 750 to lead the league in passing yards in the first 4 weeks.
So, first of all, I think you like Tua and Goff too much. At least one of those is going to blow up in your face.
Probably, yeah.
And before I get to my next bet, I need to remind everybody, FanDuel's got something special for our listeners. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 8th pregame Moneyline bets. Profit Boost will be live starting this Friday, tomorrow, September 6th. View your account page now to learn more about your boost. I have a under, season-long under bet proposition, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Under 9.5 wins for the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. I think C.J. Stroud and company take a step back. I think it's hard to win double-digit games consistently in the NFL, especially when you're a young, sort of fledgling, find-your-way franchise team quarterback. And I am interested in the addition of Stephon Diggs, who is a captain. I don't know if you want him to be a captain in a contract year. The recipe seems disastrous for me, so they can even win 9 games and you still win your bet. So under 9.5 for the Houston Texans.
All right. My final one is a future bet here, and it is for the AP NFL regular season coach of the year. If you heard the show yesterday, you probably already know this. I can tell you who has the best odds. That's Jim Harbaugh, followed by Matt Eberflus, and then Raheem Morris. Harbaugh and Eberflus at plus 1,000. Morris at plus 1,200. Then you got your Mike McDaniel, Shane Steichen, Matt LaFleur. All the way down at the bottom of available and possible coaches of the year. Gerard Mayo's on the list at plus 3,000. But down at the very bottom, he is the last name on this list. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid at plus 6,000. That means a $10 bet will win you $610. And that is who I'm going with, because I think it is high time that Andy Reid got some recognition here. I know he has the best player in the world on his team, but the fact that he is down there at the bottom with Kevin Stefanski and John Harbaugh and Mike McCarthy and some other names here that I'm a little surprised to see so far down. I know it's not generally how they do this thing. They usually do it a coach who took over a bad team, mm-hmm. and then they suddenly got good or they got better or whatever it is. Andy Reid, I feel like there's a lot of politics here, and if they have another good regular season, he hasn't won Coach of the Year since 2002 with the Eagles. I think it's high time that he gets it, and I love that juice. So there you go. Andy Reid, Coach of the Year.
What's Eberflus on there?
Eberflus is plus 1,000. Him and Harbaugh are the two who have the two best odds.
Because I think he's an interesting guy that's either going to win Coach of the Year or get fired.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Like, you either have to put it together with the quarterback now in the team, or you don't. I got
Gerard
a couple...
Mayo, by the way, plus 3,000.
So I have a plus 3,900 Patriots proposition that I put a little money on. Patriots to win zero games and go 0-17, plus 3,900. I took that, and then I told you this yesterday.
There's better odds for that to happen than Andy Reid to win Coach of the Year. That's kind of weird.
It is very weird. or is it telling?
Maybe.
And then my other one, Saquon Barkley, Offensive Player of the Year. I've been touting that. I think Nick LaPan on the Midday Show took a little of my advice there.
Okay.
I saw Saquon in that joint practice, and I just said, he fits in with this offense so well. That offensive line, all those weapons. He can run free and make plays. Dude's going to be an all-pro, and he's going to be your Offensive Player of the Year.
All right. There it is. Show's in the books. Want to say thanks to Tommy Kern. Great job, Stiz. Good job, Zach. We will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We will talk to you then. Stick around for the first time in weeks. We got a night show coming your way. John Lyons is here. KJ is here as well. He will be here. You will hear his voice for sure. Whether or not he's here or not is the magic of radio. Theater of the mind, as they like to call it. Stick around. They will have you all night, 6 to 10. They will be covering, of course, what's going on in the NFL and a reaction from the game and everything else. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow on a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.